Fresno County is looking at shifting how social service workers respond to reports of child abuse. It's part of a national trend that Kern County has already embraced. FM89's Jeffrey Hess reports the local inspiration comes from an unlikely place.
In Huron, a remote farming town of about 8,000 people, you can find two trailers that house the Westside Family Preservation Services Center, run by Jean Marie Karras McManus. It's a constant buzz of people young and old looking to connect. Sometimes the question's as simple as, can my husband come here to study? Sometimes it's more severe, like women fleeing an abusive husband or handling reports of neglected children. The center is also ground zero for what the county calls differential response, which is a fancy way of saying intervening with a family before suspected child abuse or neglect begins. Karras McManus believes you can prevent child abuse and neglect by addressing some of the root causes, such as poverty, food insecurity, and lack of social support. And she works hard to create an environment where clients feel comfortable asking for help.
If you have a culture of love, and if a person can feel your respect, and if a person genuinely can feel that you are not there because you think you're going to fix them, no matter how horrific the situation is, then you can do it.
The goal is to step in at the first reports of suspected at-risk children and refer them to programs like this one.
And so we work to strengthen the families so that the children can live in a safe and stable environment. So we have parenting classes, we have victims of violence classes, we have women's support groups, we organize trips for the families.
This program is small, but could soon be the model for the rest of the county. The Fresno County Department of Social Services is proposing shifting roughly $3 million toward differential response. They believe by partnering with community groups like this one, they can head off child abuse before severe damage is done.
So before there's the trauma to the child, they can access and hopefully seek help or get preventative services so the children aren't traumatized.
Delfino Niera is the director of the department and driving force behind changing how the county responds to suspected child abuse. Niera has been on the job for about 2 years and says he wants to put more focus on borderline cases of suspected child abuse and neglect rather than waiting until the county is legally required to intervene. He believes this could have the effect of reducing total cases overall.
The biggest intervention in a family is a government intervention, and we are the government. And we need to be respectful of that. We need to be careful of that. And at all times, we need to work with our partners and see if somebody else can work with the family, because it is very intrusive. It is, once it happens, you can't pull back.
To be clear, the county is required to investigate all claims of child abuse. When they're found to be legit, or are, in other words, substantiated, officials must respond. Differential response is about the other cases that don't require a legal response, but where children might be at risk. To do that, the county is considering funding a total of 7 sites like the one in Huron. The idea is not revolutionary or even new. Other counties have been moving toward this approach for years. Kern County started differential response more than 10 years ago. According to Jamie Stewart with the Kern County Network for Children, they've seen a 35% decline in substantiated child abuse cases since 2008. She says the program is working.
So instead of the families just not receiving any kind of a response in terms of supportive services until the next subsequent referral comes down the road, maybe, we're going out saying we understand that someone in the community is concerned about the safety or well-being of your child and would like to offer you support.
She says the program has also helped produce a decline in the number of kids in foster care. While it seems to have promise, the challenge for Fresno County is funding it. Niera is recommending reallocating $3 million in money the department is already spending on other services. Part of that money currently goes to CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates. They represent foster kids in court. Executive Director Nathan Lee says if the county follows through on this plan, it could mean as much as a 25% reduction in funds for CASA. Lee says that puts CASA in a tough spot. How do you balance the needs of the most desperate children versus helping early on to keep them out of that cycle?
No doubt that there's going to be good value that comes from it. Our concern is that CASA is a community asset, and if we lose that level of funding, it will result in the erosion of our ability to do our mission. And I think our community and the foster children who are in the greatest need will suffer for it.
Lee is also quick to say they share the department's goal of reducing child abuse, but doesn't want to see the funds come at CASA's expense. Jean Marie Karis McManus, who runs the site in Huron, also has a word of warning for the county. The centers must be part of the fabric of the community and listen to people without being condescending.
If you've come to help me, stay away. But if your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together. And if you have any other approach than that, if you're coming to deliver services, it's going to fail.
The Department of Social Services is still very early on in the process of establishing the sites and differential response approach. Because of how the contracts work, the real action probably won't start in earnest until next summer. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.